The Park City Planning Commission meets Wednesday at 5:30. First up is a public hearing on a plat amendment in the Holiday Ranchettes. City planner Kirsten Whetstone says the property's previous owner combined two one-acre lots into a single lot so that he could build a large garage for classic cars. However, the new property owner, she says, now wants to go back to two lots. While a public hearing will be held, a decision will be continued until next month.
The HOA felt that they really wanted to see the proposal and weigh in before. So while the Planning Commission and planning staff don't enforce the CC&Rs, they felt there were some issues that needed to be addressed by the owner. And I guess he's not in a real hurry, so we just continued it and we'll bring it back on March 12th.
The North Silver Lake Lodge is also back for a public hearing. While resident Lisa Wilson claims the project still doesn't meet city code or open space requirements, Whetstone says that the planning staff is recommending approval for both applications.
Back in on February 12th, right before the meeting, maybe a few days before their meeting, staff received a lot of public input that we presented to the Planning Commission that night, and was, I don't know, 60 pages or something. So the applicants requested a continuation at that time to say, well, you know, we'd like to have a chance to review this, let the Planning Commission review it, and we'd like to come back on the February 26th meeting.
The Planning Commission will also hold a public hearing Wednesday on an application from Park City to annex nearly 1,400 acres in Round Valley.
It's actually owned by the city. It was purchased with open space funds. There's conservation easements and deed restrictions for development. So the request is just to annex that, put it in the city limits, zone it into the ROS, which is the recreation open space zone, and that way it would be then under the control of the city. Certain things like requesting a trailhead would then be something that the City Planning Commission would look at, as opposed to Snyderville Basin Recreation.
So the annexation would also prohibit then hunting in that area, which has been an issue.
That's correct, yeah, because there's no discharge of firearms within the city, the municipal boundaries.
That's City Planner Kirsten Whetstone. The city, she says, cannot annex the remaining 600 acres in the area until the city revamps its annexation expansion area. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.